Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in. Everybody in the building, man. We back again with another one. Cola gonna pull up a little bit in the interview, but we, you know what I mean, we got our guests here. Hit the likes on the way in. Share the stream. Let me get John in here. John, what's up with you?
Yes, sir. What's good? Black Compass.
Cola. What's up, man? Even started off, man. How's everything going with you?
Everything good. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting to close on this house. Other than that, everything good, man.
I recently seen an interview, man. But wait, before I even get to that, I want to know, because I never even got to talk to you about the surf battle, man. I want to know, like, from now you battle surfing, now seeing him, like, on a run, like, what you learned from that battling surf? From this battling in that situation?
What I learned from it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I kind of had a feeling. There was like kind of some doubt in my head going into the battle. So it ain't like when the outcome happened that I was like really surprised at it. You know what I mean? Because I wasn't prepared how I would usually prepare. So, you know what I mean? But that's not to say, it's hard talking about it, because if I sit there and say certain shit, everything's just going to sound like an excuse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
you know what I mean? The L is the L. You know what I mean? That's why I took the L. But it ain't, I didn't go in there. I don't know how could I put it. Like, when you say learn from it, it's not.
No, I meant like the situation, like, because I'm about to apply it to the next question. Like, because, like, I see you back out. You know what I mean? You talking again. You back. Like, I feel like you back in battle mode. So that's what I meant. Like, did that kind of motivate you?
Yeah, I definitely am. Like, I feel like this overall, I got to a point where I was taking battle rap a little too serious. And what I mean by that is I only wanted to battle niggas who I really felt the way about, like if there was real grudges, you know what I mean? And that took me so far away from just wanting to rap. When I first got into battle rap, it was about rapping, being a better rapper. And then once you get caught up into the battle rap bullshit as far as narratives and you know, and grudges, especially when I got put in a box with the angles, now you got to find angles, you got to do all this other shit. And I think at the time when I took, you know, I know for a fact, when I took the surf battle, it was bad timing for me. It was just bad timing for me. I just wasn't in the position to say no. They got the money for me. This is a battle that I've been asking for however long. You know what I mean? So how would it look if I would have said no, even though I really wasn't ready mentally? You know what I'm saying? So after that battle, it's just that I'm not about to. It ain't that I wasn't mentally ready to battle surf. I just wasn't mentally ready to battle at all. So when people were like, yo, after the surf battle, why you ain't battle? Like, surf sat me down. It's like, dog, if I wasn't ready for surf, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't him. It's just, I'm not going to jump out there if I'm not really, you know what I'm saying, in that mindset. So I just had to wait till I got the space mentally to really be like, you know what, I'm going to ready rap, fuck all this other shit that's going on. And that's where I'm at now. You know what I mean? Where I'm at now is just ready to rap, man. That's all. Let's rap. Fuck all the other shit.
How do you feel about the new guys and like the whole caffeine era? How do you feel about that?
I mean, niggas is nice, man. Everybody can rap. Caffeine era is definitely different, but I ain't going to fault the battlers for that. You know what I mean? They came in when they came in. They can't help that when they came in, shit changed. But it definitely changed. It's definitely easy. I still feel like a lot of niggas that's around now wouldn't have survived back then, of course. Like, it's a lot of cushion now. Everything, you know what I mean? It's definitely easier. It's like, it's more production. It's more, you know what I mean? We come from damn near really battling on the streets. Like, if you want to go, you know what I mean, to the Black Stars or, you know what I mean, little shit like that. And then we get into the caffeine era where niggas is battling on a fake street. You know what I'm saying? It's like different. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I battled Ill Will in a staged alleyway. You know what I'm saying? Like that was a different feel for me. It ain't that type pressure, but you gotta learn to adjust. That's why I said you gotta get back to just wanting to rap. Fuck all that other shit. Sometimes that shit could throw a nigga off, but if you just get in your bag the way, you know, you just rap and have fun with it, you're gonna get a different outcome. And you're gonna get a different outcome.
Nah, that's a fact. I definitely feel like losing back then, like if you lost, your career was like kind of done. It was damn near over.
Exactly. Now, it don't, like, battle rappers got control of their career. You could lose, and it don't mean nothing. Like, the only reason why, you know, the surf battle sticks so much with me is because I didn't battle right away after. Like, everybody he's battled, they battle right away, like Calico, you know what I mean? Battle right away. Like, I just wasn't going to do that. Other than that, like, niggas got to understand, man. Like, we could control whatever, especially me. Like, you know what I mean? Any battle I want, I could set up. It's not even that serious. Like, with all this other shit, like, niggas is waiting for certain people to book certain battles to get them back in there. You know what I mean? We got control. We got control. That's what I want battle rappers to understand now. We got more control, man. Like, even with the Av situation, Av, you got more control than you think, bro. Ain't no black ball, nothing.
Yeah, I don't never believe in the word blackball. I just don't feel like no one person can, like, nobody can stop you. If you know what I mean, if you really put your mind to it, nobody can stop you.
Nah, you can't. Like, they can't. It's too much shit out here. It's too many platforms. You got your own platform. You got your own voice. You got everything, man. Everything is right there. Like, you can't. Ain't no such thing to me. I don't know. Unless you're trying to get to a specific platform and you don't. You know what I mean? If they stop you from getting on that platform, you could possibly be blackballed from a specific platform, but not from battle rap.
I guess he feel like if he battles on RVE, URL probably won't mess with him after that.
I think it depends, man. I think if he battles on let's just say he battles on RVE, right? And he has a super classic, whatever. It does 1 million views and blah, blah, blah. You know, the fans is going to be, we want to see Av back on URL. Now URL got to make a decision. URL not just going to fall back, just let Av, nah, stay over there. Of course, they're going to try to snatch Av right back. Let's get him back over here. You know what I'm saying? But if you go to RBE and you get smoked, they're not going to be like, they're not going to try to save you at the same time. You see what I'm saying? They're not going, you know what? Let's bring him back over here and pick him up. So you kind of, you know what I mean? You kind of in a weird crossroads with that. Kind of weird crossroads with that, but come on, man. We watched Murder Mook do a press conference and fucking gun smack down when he was over at RBE. You know what I'm saying? How he battling Geechee and, like, come on, we
the headline.
That's what I'm. It's business, bro. It's all business, and I know for a fact when it comes to that type of business, I know Beasley very well. I speak to Beasley every other day. It's not an exaggeration. Whether it's life shit, battle rap shit, doesn't matter. And I know for a fact they do not hold personal grudges like that. It's not that. If it's business-wise and it makes sense, they will make it happen, regardless of what. I watched them get attitudes with Hitman Holler. Y'all know Hitman, my best friend. So I watched them go at it with, you know what I'm saying? But when there's business to be done, we need Hitman. Like, you can't ignore the numbers that he pulling. It don't matter. Like, we watch URL go at it with niggas for years. They called Young Ill a crackhead before. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Cassidy called. So it's like we watch this and to ignore this type of shit to try to say they don't hold personal grudges, bro. I know for a fact they don't. They don't care. It ain't that. It's just they're not gonna help you if they don't need to. You know what I'm saying? But
I think he did the official battle. And official battle, he felt like he was blackballed after the official battle.
It depends on what you're saying. Blackball, like, they'll take opportunities away. Like, I'll give you an example with me personally, right? When I battled Money Bags on Grind Time, you remember that battle?
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I was supposed to battle Clean. I was supposed to battle Clean, and I wanted to battle Tay Rock. I was asking for Tay Rock, and I wanted to battle Clean, and me and Clean was supposed to happen in Detroit. When I did that battle on Grind Time, I didn't hear nothing else, and my opportunity got taken from me. Next thing you know, I seen Clean was battling Tay Rock.
Oh.
I mean, so I felt it ain't that I got blackballed. It just took that opportunity from me. But what happened was I still stayed hot and relevant to the point where I ended up back on URL. It didn't matter. You get what I'm saying? So it's not that for one instance they just going to say, fuck you for life. It's just right now, nah, we good on you right now. You took a matchup that you knew we wanted on another platform. So you know what? Go ahead and swim. We'll spin the block when we feel like, you know what I mean, it's feasible.
Yeah, it's a business.
Yeah, we'll spin the block when it's feasible for us. Like, it ain't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a league owner too. So if I see certain things, I'm not going to break my back for a nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's not following cold what I think is cold. So it's just like, all right, well, yeah. When I feel like it's worth it or convenient for me to book you, I will. Other than that, I'm not going out my way to do it. So I get it. I do think they took opportunities from Av because of that, for sure. But I still wouldn't call that blackball. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you we will see Av on URL again. I guarantee it within a matter of months. This is not no...
I can't picture Av. You know, like, I just can't. Like, I feel like they're a business at the end of the day. You make yourself hot, or you get a hot battle somewhere. You get a million view battle. Everybody's going to be calling you.
That's all it takes, bro. That's all it takes. And you got to look at the position that URL is in. If they want to be the number one league, the NBA of it, they can't afford for any battler to be hot without touching that platform. To happen. You know what I'm saying? So they got to get you over there. We done seen niggas do, you know what I mean? Like, as far as, you know, the Pat Stays and the Disasters and the Sharones and everybody that's been hot outside that platform, eventually they had to touch the URL stage because, you know what I mean? The name you made for yourself. Av go on a silly run right now. 3 battles in a row. He's smoking shit. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to say, all right, now we want to see Av and Hollow. You think smacking them going to ignore that, especially when they don't have no other matchups in a few months that people really talking about? But here's one with Av and Hollow. Yeah, they're going to make that happen. They're going to make it happen, man.
Dude, what you feel about... Okay, so what do you feel about, like, battlers not wanting to lock in the contracts?
I mean, that's your choice. I feel like, all right, so if a platform is offering you a contract to be over there, that's their stipulations to be over here. How bad do you want to be over here? If you don't want to do it, you can't get mad because that's their platform and what they want to do. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't get mad, bro. It's a choice. All right, I don't want to lock in the platform. I want to lock in the contract. Cool. Well, you just basically saying I don't want to be over there unless you got the leverage to not do that. If they offering you a contract, like, you ain't got to do nothing. But you got to understand this. You can't expect no league to conform to you. That's what battlers got to get out their head, this entitlement shit. No, that's their, that's their league, bro. If they tell you, Polo, look, if I come to you like, yo, Polo, no, you come to me, John, I want to get on bullpen. And I say, all right, Polo, you want to get on bullpen? This is what you got to do. You got to sign this contract. And nah, I don't want to sign the contract. Well, you don't want to be on bullpen then.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's like you asking me. Like, I've been through that so many times, bro. Niggas would be asking me for years, y'all. I want to get on bullpen. I want to get on bullpen. And then when I reach out to him, like, all right, it's time. Let's make something happen. And these niggas got all the stipulations in the world. They want a certain bag. They want a certain opponent. They want, damn, I'm supposed to just give you the world. Why do I owe you all of this? When you ask me to come to the platform, I feel like it's the same way when it comes to certain. Everybody want to get the URL, but you want to control how you get there. You can't have it that way. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to play.
Nah, I get what you're saying.
You got to play your part. And then once you play your part and you live it up, then now you got the leverage. Now when they call you and say, we want you, nah, because I did that already. Now y'all got to work on my terms. Because, you know what I mean? That's when you build your leverage.
Damn, that's a good gem right there, man. I hope anybody new watching, man, take that really. Even though I probably feel like they probably feel like they heard of it. That's a gem right there. Now let's talk Easy real quick, man. Easy to Block, man. I heard you say some interesting things.
Did I lie?
It depends. We go. Well, let me see. Let me see real quick.
Lies, man. That's what we here for. Point out the lies. Let's play a game called Point Out the Lies.
Do you feel okay? So do you feel like he's hand selecting, like they're hand selecting his opponents?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you gotta understand, I see shit from a different perspective because of the position that I've been in. I've battled a lot of new dudes and certain people that have had the momentum, and the reason why I was battling them is because that's what they wanted to book, thinking I'm going to be a stepping stone. So there's been plenty of times where they put up money to book me, and these investments didn't go right. Right? So if this happens over and over, it's like, all right, well, we got to figure out a way to put this nigga in a, you know what I mean, in the right situation before, you know, he battles John. They definitely don't want him to be my first battle back. that's scary, especially coming off of a loss. Like, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. on top is when they sitting there saying, all right, whatever, when you ready. Like, the whole time ever since the serve battle ended, they asked me, whenever you ready, when you ready, when you ready, when you ready. I'm constantly getting this. When you ready, when you ready. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know. Then they get to the point where, all right, this nigga's pissing me off. What we doing? All right, hold on. Hold on. Nigga John mad. Hold on, what we doing? Because it gets real interesting when you got Easy saying how he's asking Beasley for me. And I'm telling Beasley I'm ready. So what's the issue? Somebody, you got to have to make sense of this. When before Summer Madness happened, they was bringing Easy name up to me. There's interviews with Smack saying, I want to see John and Easy.
Hold up. Is that me? He in his bag right now. Is that me? That's me or John. Chap, talk to me. Oh, yeah. You had a phone call.
They trying to hack us. Nah, that wasn't me.
Oh, shit. All right, we back. Yeah, you was in your duffel just now. Hold up.
I'm just saying, it's real. Like, you got to make this make sense. So, if Easy is telling me, he's telling them, what's up? Let's lock in for John. Like, because this is what's going on with December. There's a car. And Easy, I don't know if y'all heard him on the spaces. We was on the spaces. For December, what's up? Easy is saying, yo, I'm telling them, give me John for December. I've been talking to them about December, but they ain't been bringing Easy name up to me. What's the issue? Everybody wants to see John and Easy. What is the issue? Easy ain't battling Suge in December.
Oh, I was about to say, maybe it's not the Suge battle?
No, bro. That's what I'm trying to... What else could it be, Polo? I don't just talk just to be talking, bro. I don't... You know, the reason why the Easy battle is important because people want to see it. Like, let's be real here. Like, every battle that Easy takes from now on, if it's not me and don't nobody kill him, what they going to say? This person ain't do it. Cal ain't do it. I ain't do it. It's gonna all add up to if John is gonna do it. And then now it's to the point where people that hate me probably want to see the battle just so they could laugh and say, "Aha, you ain't do it either. You ain't do it either." You know what I'm saying? So that to where people gonna want to see it. I don't get all this other dumb shit. John don't deserve the battle Easy. Well, I don't even know why niggas.
That narrative? I see it's like a narrative that like it's like he's kind of giving you a shot. Do you feel like
that coming from? That's not coming from nobody that's of the culture. That's not coming from people that really matters. That type of shit. Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's a fan narrative.
If I don't deserve the battle Easy, Mook don't deserve the battle Geechee. What is we talking
about? That's a quote.
It doesn't make sense, bro. I don't feed into that. It's cool. Like you mean to tell me because I lost the surf, I don't deserve the battle. So nothing before that matters. Nothing that I ever did matters. No, Easy is just working his way up to earning a John battle. If you ask me, like to be real. Not just, I mean, he's been putting in the work, and I'm not going to say right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Since there's been a John and Easy conversation, he worked his way up for that. Ain't no, like,
He's undefeated on the app. Do that worry you a little bit? Calling somebody that's undefeated on the app? First off, how you feel about the app? Like, the app rankings and all that?
I mean, he's an app battler. That's where his whole career exists. He's top tier on the app. Not in real life. I mean, like, can't nobody like how we measuring them outside of that? So he gets credit for it because that's where he is. It's a lot of other battlers where their career is on the app. So I'm not going to shit on them, but you know that app don't really it don't hold much weight. I mean, I battled Jerry West when Jerry West was the king of the app.
That's and a fact.
I'm not worried. Like, I really feel like it doesn't matter what measure it's going to be. It's going to be a bad upset. It's going to be a very bad upset.
Do you feel Easy ever battle somebody like you?
No.
That's like unorthodox?
No. He's been battling everybody in pocket that matches well for his style. Everybody. It matches well for style. They know what they're doing now with matchups, man. They know what's going on. Like, it's just every matchup has been well for his style. Whether you want to go with Rex, whether you want to go with T-Top, whether you want to go with, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Good to go with. It's everybody that's kind of similar that's in the pocket with him to where all he got to do is what he's been doing, which is the same thing. Let's be real. We've seen one easy battle. We've seen them all. It's the same content flipped up.
Hold up.
Tell me, the only way Easy is beating me, my nigga, he's literally going to have to do something he's never done. And I'm not saying it's impossible.
Did you see Easy versus Goods?
Yes. Same content, bro. Same thing. But
to the majority, something about his content, people got him smoking people with it.
He smoked Goods?
No, I don't think he smoked Goods. I'm just saying the consensus. Nope.
Nobody with a real opinion or a real voice think he smoked Goods, bro. It's the bots. A lot of these, my nigga, when your career is on the app, my nigga, let's be real. That means half your fans are bots. Half your fans are bots. Where's all of these people that's reacted to you? Why are they not following you on Instagram and all of that? With all these top, where's it's bots, bro. I'm just being real, man.
Oh nah, yeah, you not playing right now. So
real, man.
It gotta be a reason why this battle ain't happened yet. Like why is this not being announced on the homecoming card?
Well, it was too soon. It was too soon. He don't want to lock in that quick. And I don't blame him for that. You know what I mean? With his pacing, he shouldn't like lock in too soon, especially after a battle like that. You better go with every other event. Don't go every event like that. So as far as his pacing, he's smart with that. But, yeah, this battle, it's too risky, bro. It's too risky, man. You're going to have me as a heavy underdog. It's too risky. It's too much going on, man. Like it's too much going on. And I understand it, though.
If he – okay, so Suge, you, and who's the third person that everybody got him? I'm drawing a blank. Suge, you, who's the third person everybody have Easy trying to battle? Clips. Who out of all three of you guys, who would be the hardest? Who would be the hardest matchup for him?
I think I ain't gonna lie. At this moment, all three would be tough for him. All three would be tough for him. I think Clips is dangerous for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Clips is dangerous for anybody, but Clips is coming in there to have fun. He's gonna have fun with that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say what I'm coming in there to do, but yeah, I think, you know, he lock it with me. He's not getting.
I ain't gonna lie though, hearing him in the spaces and stuff, I'm gonna keep it all the way real. He don't really sound worried though. Like I don't like the. Did he freeze or that's me?
I think he would be the most nervous battling me.
The most nervous?
Yeah, the most nervous battling me.
Why you say that?
Just because, like, it's just look, as far as the pressure that's going to be on me. And then when I have that kind of pressure, like, look at what I'm capable of doing. I mean, he definitely going to be nervous battling Clips too. Yeah, but like I don't know. Like I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, like him losing to Clips, it ain't gonna have the same effect of him losing to me.
Nah, Jaja going crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Hit the likes.
Oh, let me see something real quick. Let me see.
Yeah, it's probably somebody call you. It'll freeze a little bit.
Yeah. Put my shit on. Damn, I didn't mean to do all that. Yeah, we should be good now.
Yeah, my fault. Nah, the chat going crazy right now. They saying you going off.
Nah, this is just real shit. And then just seeing these mindless people that not like. Just tell me when I'm not making sense. That's all I ask. And then when you got people that's making their arguments, it doesn't make sense. This is why it doesn't get to me. Like, if you're going to say certain things, like, you know, it was a point in time when niggas told me, you know, battle rap, John John don't got no moments. John John don't. It's like everything they tried to say I didn't have, I had to go and get type shit. John John ain't got no bodies. John John ain't got no moments. And Easy don't have no bodies. And whatever moment we gonna pull up, it's like the same thing. We probably ain't even gonna remember what battle he said it in because all his fucking content is the same. What's a crazy Easy moment that was like the moment of the year? What's the?
I ain't gonna lie. Hold on now. I ain't gonna lie, Jaja. He kind of got a lot of those. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Name them. Just say he got a lot. Name them. You looking at me waiting for somebody else to say something? I know.
Oh no. I will say he kind of bodied Cortez because you say he ain't body nobody. And Cortez, my guy. I'm sorry.
That's a body. That's a body. That's a body.
Smell like it. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie. The chat kind of go and. Yeah, that's a body. I ain't gonna front. That was a body.
I don't know.
And I think he won an award for punching, you know, punching while I'm talking to him. That bar, I think he won an award. If I'm not mistaken, I think he won an award for that line last year.
Punching? What battle was that?
I believe that's the chess battle.
You believe?
The chess battle, for sure. Yes. Mm. That was a chess battle.
Chess, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the classic with chess, right?
He definitely. That was a classic
battle, right?
I think the K-Sean probably was his toughest battle.
Chess was his toughest battle, man. That's what he said, in his opinion. Same chess that's been. I'm not going.
Well, you studying this nigga? Oh yeah, you on this?
I'm saying I fuck with chess. I'm just saying, bro. I don't like where is.
Oh, we got to get this right. I know. If it's me, I apologize. Stream y'all acting crazy today. We apologize. We go get it right. We go get it right.
It just seemed like it's a lot of caping. Now we classifying Easy versus Cortez as a body, bro. As a body, Polo. Like, really? So that's consensus. When you got a body, that means nobody's arguing anything else. I don't even remember that battle. I don't even remember what the fuck happened that battle. I really don't. Was Cortez choking and all that? I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, Cortez, I believe he did choke in the second round, if I'm not mistaken. But I ain't gonna lie. He still, with the choke or without the choke, it didn't really matter.
Body, I don't know. We don't class. I don't know, bro. I think when it come to when we talk about bodies, it's just different. It's different type of bodies we talking about. Who was in there? 20 people? What was that? What was that? COVID?
It was a humble size room.
It was COVID. Like I don't know bodies. I don't know, bro. I guess, man. Y'all done change the goalpost for bodies now. That nigga. All right, so he body Cortez, right? So he's a killer.
So the thing about Easy, where I feel like what makes Easy unique is the fact that he battles all of the top people. You know what I mean? Like he battles the top people and they always give him a fight. He battled K-Sean, he's battling Calico, he's battling Chess, he's battling A-Verb, he's battling like the top of the top.
Right. Okay.
So it's hard to, with those, when you battling those kind of opponents, a lot of people don't even have bodies on those kind of opponents. So when you battle those kind of opponents, y'all gonna most likely meet here with each other. So that's why.
Bro, had a classic with Chess. When Chess battles them type of opponents, me, Clips, Calico, like I don't know, bro. I get it. He's not supposed to be killing these niggas. I get it. But it goes back to the argument that niggas used to try to give me the same thing. Yo, you only killing niggas that you're not killing no top names. You're not killing. They was giving me that. But at the same time, when they was discrediting me for saying that, y'all giving him credit for it. For not dying. He's getting credit for not being killed. That's it. You sitting there saying he's battling top names. He's not supposed to. Why not? Especially with the way you talking. If you that nigga, you that nigga. It doesn't matter if niggas is. Matter of fact, the top names mean we washed, right? That mean we old niggas. we out of touch. I mean, he battling old niggas and can't get a body on the old niggas.
Yo, I call a lot. Niggas what?
I don't know, man. I don't get it no more. I'm out of touch. That's all. I'm wrong. Like,
so you ain't see one easy battle that impressed you? Like, all right, I see why everybody put Easy in this position.
I get it. Oh. Trust me. I get it. Trust me. He's far from whack. Y'all never heard me say he was whack. Y'all never heard me say he out here getting killed. Y'all not hearing me say he's losing. I don't say that. I'm gonna keep it tall all the way around. Don't get it fucked up. But you know, everything was just perfect timing. He's not a killer. I've never seen nothing from him that scared me at all. Nothing. Oh, he just not dying. That's it. He's just not dying. And quite frankly, it's baffling to me because I'd be like, how the fuck these niggas ain't killing this nigga? Are they not seeing what I see?
How you had the Calico battle?
You said what?
How did you call a Calico battle?
It's the same shit. Same shit. It's just a either way situation. I would have to watch it again for real.
Yeah.
Situation. And I just, yeah, like that's an either way situation. That's what I'm saying. He gonna play his part in a good debatable. You know what I mean? And then being that he's battling top names and it's debatable, everybody's going to give him the edge and try to say, you know, he's undefeated because ain't nobody clearly beating him. But, you know, I don't get caught up in that undefeated shit on the app because, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. It's expectations, man. When Easy going into a battle, nobody's expecting Easy to kill nobody. How? We ain't seen him kill nobody. How could we expect that? When I have a battle, niggas expecting either me to kill something, and if I don't kill, and it's debatable, I lost. I accepted that. So it's two different. I don't know, man.
And I see some people talking about what top tier did John. I ain't gonna lie, y'all should go check out that Rum Nitty battle.
Here we go. It'd be people that say dumb shit that don't. You feel what I'm saying? That don't really. Yeah. They don't really know, and I get it. They just, the Hollow battle don't count.
And Hollow too. Don't count.
Geechee don't count. They don't count. But all right. No doubt. No doubt. Like I didn't arguably beat Hitman Holler. No doubt. I hear y'all.
I want to switch the cloth a little bit. I want to talk about the bullpen real quick. Mm-hmm. Loso Mac Myron. What's up? I know Mac Myron is on the show right now. Whenever that's over and everything. What's up? Loso Mac Myron.
And shout out to Bags and Body. Shout out to my bro Hitman. Fire show. Fire situation. But I tried to book Loso and Mac Myron for Fade. And Loso just showed zero interest in the battle. That's it. He just didn't have no interest in it. I can't really pinpoint a real reason. Like, you know, I didn't really care to ask that much because if a nigga just really don't want to battle somebody, I ain't going to force it out of you. All right, well, whatever. It's over. Y'all just going to have to ask Loso how you feel. I want that battle.
Yeah, I feel like that battle definitely got to happen. I feel like that battle is only right that battle happened on Bullpen. Yo, the chat, y'all got me crying. Oh, yeah. It keep going in and out. It keep going on and off. But I was saying, nah, that's a battle I definitely want to see on Bullpen. I ain't gonna lie, the chat kind of going crazy with the Easy the Block. I don't think they never heard somebody talk about Easy in this way before.
I mean, he got it right now. I'm the op. I'm the battle rap op right now. So you know, I'm talking crazy. It's all good. But I promise this. When I catch that boy, I'm going to show y'all exactly everything that I'm talking about. I'm going to show y'all everything that I'm talking. I'm only talking because we're doing the interview. I told my man Paul we're going to do the interview. Uh-huh. You know, saying? But I'd rather rap. I really rather rap. I promise you. I really rather rap.
Nah, this is going to be a movie.
I really rap.
This definitely go. I got Cola definitely. Cola's pulling up. He say definitely. Cola, you know Cola gun titles, man. He definitely want to holler at you.
Yeah, I, him too. Matter of fact, about that. Yeah, Cola, pull up. Yeah, you want to be happy? We going to talk.
Oh, yeah, definitely going to bring Cola definitely pulling up for sure. So are you looking to your next battle, you want it to only be easy. Could it be, is anybody else looking to battle?
Nah, it don't got to be easy. Because at first I was saying that because it was just, that's where my energy was. I wasn't really locked in as far as just wanting to battle. I just wanted to cook him. You know what I mean? It's just now I'm just ready to rap. I've been here and I've been talking too much. You know what I'm saying? And it starts looking weird. If I see a battle rap out here and all they doing is talking, like, nigga, get in the ring.
Is that me? I think it's that Polo now.
Yeah, my fault. Yeah, but
nah, you good.
I'm talking all this dumb shit like get in the ring. So, I mean, I got two other ops out there already that's, you know, as I've been talking to niggas and shit like that. But yeah, it don't gotta be. I just know nigga don't want to be the first one. He don't want to be the first one back. He don't. URL don't want him to be the first one. He don't want to be the first one. He don't want to be the, trust me. Not John after a year off. But truth be told, that's the only chance a nigga would have. It would be my first time back while I'm getting the rust off.
Saying it's better for him to battle you now because if you lock in and get the rust off, he's in trouble.
Yeah, it's over. It's all the way over.
What's the other two ops?
You know I can't talk about that, man. You know I can't do that. You know I can't do that.
My fault. Nah, it went out. Definitely. I wanted to talk about Bags and Bodies real quick. Was you a judge on that? Like, how was your experience with that so far?
I mean, yeah, I've been working with Holla and Coastal Rain TV. I've been working with them through the whole shit. So it's more than just me being a judge. Of course, that's just, you know, as far as my face being on there, but as far as everything go, you know what I mean? I just been there. And the show is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm gonna say something and it's gonna sound like I'm just saying this. But this shit might end up being the best reality show ever. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because for one, we get a real battle rap reality show, right? And you know, as far as the drama and everything in there, it's not scripted, it's not fake, it's not, it's, you really got different personalities showing their personalities in this house. And then when it comes to the battles, all of these battlers are locked in and they are doing some shit that's like, wow, like these events and these battles that they've been having have been crazy, Polo, like crazy, not just crazy for their level because, you know, they all entry level kind of battlers type shit. I'm talking about crazy battles, like potential battles of the year type shit. And when y'all see it, the fact that that's captured along with everything in the reality show, what we're looking for within a reality show, it's like, it's been dead on. They got enough content for 3 seasons right now, and they only halfway in the month. We got a whole nother.
That's crazy.
This shit is wild, bro. This shit is wild, my nigga. Just watching how everything play out, this shit is wild. When y'all see this shit, I'm talking about it's going to be at least 30 viral moments with this shit. Viral. You know?
Dang. Who impressed you the most so far? And I see my guy, I see Cola too, Cola. I'm going to pull you up after this question.
Man, it's hard. Everybody, bro. Everybody been stepping up, man. Everybody just been wild. And of course, you know, News in the house.
Come on, man. Yo, shout out to Bad News.
Shout out to Bad News, man. Of course, he in the house going crazy. Snake in there going crazy. Hope Trilly going crazy.
Yeah, I heard Hope going crazy.
Hope Trilly going crazy. J2 going crazy. Niggas going crazy, man. They got some new niggas in there that niggas never heard of that's doing their thing. KD going crazy. A lot of them going crazy, bro. A lot of them. A lot of them, man. For real. That shit is going to be... Y'all going to love this. Y'all really going to love it. Y'all really going to love it. I'm like, I promise you, my nigga.
I swear, everybody I talk to that's been in the house that said they all have the same reaction. I know it's some crazy shit going on.
Nigga, it is going to be up. I'm telling you. It's going to be up.
Cola, what's up?
What's the word? You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. What's goodie?
Gun title cola.
Now listen, John, big fan. I ain't gonna argue.
I hit the flowers out the way before we get to the dirt.
I came to talk facts though, John. Now listen, I've been listening.
You feel? I love facts.
Oh, now listen, respectfully so. Kills. Mm-hmm. I know you got kills.
Mm-hmm.
We can argue easy last three been better than your last three performances. Last three matches against the three people we battled, you versus Sir, you versus Will, you versus Ace, wasn't better than his last three.
Okay.
So when you compare the two, yeah, you talking Hollow and Rumble, who he killed, but he's battling the top niggas inconsistently since damn near that time of battling Chess. We ain't seen you since on that same stage since Surf. He'd battled four times since then, John.
Right, but you talking about the last three, but that was last three after 10 years, Cola. What are you talking about? So that last three you talking about?
A year start coming with two rounds. They doubted him, John.
You said what?
We seen Surf come with two rounds for two, three battles. They just was doubting him before he went on the run, starting with you.
Right, but what I'm saying is you can't compare a nigga off their last three performances. You talk facts, but... You said what?
His last seven battles is more than episodes. You can replay them all.
Mm. Yeah, but what you got to do is play one and you've seen them all.
No.
What you got to do is play one and you've seen them all, bro.
Third, John.
It's nothing, bro. It's the
That's
same.
Lie, John.
It's the same kind.
How is it a lie, though, Cola? Like, explain.
Bro, he don't say everything was crafted. When he talked to Calico, he talked about the shit with his father. When he talked about Cortez, he talked about how his value is undervalued in a culture.
Okay.
All right,
listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Of course, if you battle somebody and you're battling somebody, right, you're going to have something catered towards them. But the base of it is I'm going to compare my life to yours. So when I was in the streets doing XYZ, every battle he has that. Am I lying? Every battle he done sold some drugs.
Hey,
everyone.
Hey, easy. Every match, Stone Cold Stunner a nigga. All I'm saying. Bottom a nigga.
Bro, it's content. You taking a little.
Yeah, it's style.
You taking the little pieces that he's had in battles catering to his opponent. Of course, a nigga gonna have a name flip. Of course, a nigga gonna have a little angle here and there. But the style, the setup, everything. You watch one easy battle, you watch all of them, bro.
That's like saying
I'm only gonna have to watch one battle prepared.
We know Clips gonna do damn the same thing, but it's different shit. Clips
I'm gonna have to watch one battle prepared.
Every battle, freestyle, choke. He gonna do the same shit. Come back. We don't blame. We know John John gonna scheme, angle, punch. We don't tell John John to be a comedian.
So who? John John does everything. That's the difference. But listen, John John does everything.
No joke like that.
But listen, you want to compare which performance does Easy have that was better than my performance against Chess?
Him versus Chess.
Him versus Chess was better than my performance against Chess?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gun titles. What performance?
Hold on, John. Let's get the facts. Everybody in the culture can say right now, Easy and Chess is damn near top 10 battle. Not John John and Chess.
Because it was a body. They say John John and Chess is a top 10 body. You see the difference? Mr. Gun titles?
John John, nobody remembered that body.
What?
Nobody remember that shit. All what right. We do remember is that right. Last year, you just... you
Now
you,
nobody remember that. No doubt.
Last year, you
just said you
can't be talking about bodies when you a body right now.
Everybody.
Yo, get the fuck out of here.
Body.
He's crazy. He's crazy. You didn't come here to be confrontational. You just came here to speak for gun titles.
No, I'm speaking of facts.
Because when I bring up facts,
listen.
Wait.
Performances. Listen, John. The man that had 5 performances since your last one on the same stage, and he had the best battle on that same stage you was on. It's no way it's even comparable. Number 2 in champion of the year. We ain't seen you this shit. We didn't see Tim versus Shine, him versus Bird, him versus Goods, and even line it up again.
I never had a year like that.
We talking about right now, John.
You talk about right now after 10 years, Cola.
You can't really say that, cause John.
After 10 years, you talk about what a nigga did in 1 year. I went on a 5-year run, Cola. I actually wanted to do this. Understand that. You comparing my last 3 battles when I was already checking out. You want to talk about facts? There was interviews when I was already preparing to take a break. This is before the Ill Will, before the Ace I Mean, before the Sue Surf. Those was bag moves. You want to talk about that? Those was bad.
All 3 of them, John.
You said what?
And people can argue you probably lost all 3 of them.
No, they just want to argue that. All right, let me ask you this. You think I lost the Ace on me?
Yes, I do.
No, you do not. What rounds?
John.
He do because me and him debate that all the time.
He's also gun titles.
That ain't got nothing.
No, this happened.
How that happen? Let's talk about you being a gun title since you
go. Hey, Jaja, I know Polo rolled it out like that.
Since you rolled so hard.
With analysis.
Yeah, nah, he ain't really. That was
diligence. It just seemed like that because he introduced it like that. But I'm coming with the facts of the situation.
That's not a fact. There's no way technically opinionated anyway. Won that battle, bro.
Not our fault, bro. You saying it was bad battles is not our fault.
Hmm?
You saying it was bad battles and you possibly end up losing because you didn't.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. That's your opinion.
Not even complaining.
What I'm saying is because you just try to compare the last 3 battles.
Your last 2 years.
You're gonna tell me my career don't matter because of my last
3 battles? I'm saying his last. If you want to say 3, his last 2 years been better than your last 2 years.
He's been more active. He's been in the system. What are you talking about?
Well, that's not our fault.
It doesn't matter. What point are you making?
My point is he's been cooking more lately, even if you say he ain't killed nobody.
Okay. He's cooked more lately
than John John.
What point is that making, though? Does that mean he's better than me? Is that your point?
He on his way. He on his way, John.
So
that means what the point you making is for no reason.
He got no. I am making a point because if he beat your ass, he really gonna be his. You lost your last 3.
So what happens when I beat his ass, Cole? What's gonna be your argument?
We don't say John John beat easy ass. It matters. John John did it. That's what we gonna say.
What will the last 3 battles matter then? What will the last 2 years matter?
I don't believe you're gonna do it though.
What will the last 2 years matter?
You won't know till it happens.
What I'm saying is, you saying the last 2 years, how have my last 10 years been compared to his last 10 years? Because he's been around for as long as I've been around.
Locked up 4 years, so you can't, it's like. He was locked up 4 of them years, Easy. John, he was locked up 4 years.
That's my fault?
I'm just saying.
Whose fault it is. Is that anybody's fault?
Listen, I'm just saying you can't say 10 years. The boy only really been here 5.
Oh, my God.
He was gone for 4.
So his past 5 years been better than my 5 years, Cole?
He been number 2 in the champion. You ain't been top. You been top 5 champion of the year.
5 years been better than my
5. In these last couple years of champion of the year, have you been top 5?
What? You got to battle 4 or 5 times a year.
You ain't been battling like that, John John.
Exactly. So what does that
mean? And when you have battled, you lost.
So let me.
The point you're making right now is like pointless.
It's not. We get to a basis.
Because you're making excuses for him. You go by
the last 2 years.
So when I say the last 10 years, what does that matter?
Of course you're going to have 10 years. Your 10 years going to overlap his
3 years. He's been around for as long as I've been around.
But we talking about right now, these last 2 years, 2020, 2022.
I ain't been that active. You're gonna compare his last 2 years when he had double the amount of battles that I had?
And that's the same reason I brought up the three battles. You said, why the three battles? Everything I bring up to compare, you keep wiping out.
It doesn't matter is what I'm telling you, bro.
It does matter.
It don't matter, my nigga.
It does matter, John. It matters.
His last three battles, did he battle Sue Surf?
No, sir.
Did he battle Ill Will?
No, sir.
Did he battle
A-Top? He battled the A-Verb. He battled a K-Shine. He battled a Chess. He battled a Goods. He battled a T-Rex.
Did I battle him my last
time? Same level of competition.
So you can't, huh?
This the same. He's battled the same level of competition of these guys.
So, my nigga, it's different opponents, bro.
Yeah, we know that, but all these niggas are God to
Aaron. Listen, what?
It's Goods, Surf, T-Rex, Calico, all these guys ain't in the same realm.
You're not getting what I'm saying. You comparing niggas as if we battling the same people. We're not.
John, this shit not gonna change for you, man. Huh? That's why you know what's gonna happen. He's gonna come there and talk that shit. He ain't gotta change the movie. Because the movie is exciting.
I guarantee you're gonna have to change the movie.
Not for you. You gotta do something exciting, John. You know that?
I guarantee you.
You gotta be exciting, bro. Your last three.
What? Join gun titles? Because that's all I'm doing. What
I gotta do? This ain't got nothing to do with gun titles. You gotta be exciting. This is talking about battle rap. You have to show it. You ain't been exciting in your last three. And that's 2 years of work. Because you ain't battled since last year. And the other two came earlier in that year with Fade 3, which I was there. It's on the wall. And the end win, we seen what happened at Summer Madness.
So you saying I wasn't exciting in them battles, really?
You've been the cold, John.
I have no moments in none of them battles.
You've been cold. I can't remember shit you done, John.
I can't remember. What? That's you.
I was listening.
Like, I'm thinking about Cola when I'm about to battle.
You asked me.
There's a lot of people that remember a lot that I do.
Remember that shit. I'm in the space.
You waving a gun title flag. Like, what you say is
no. This is a real analysis, bro. You can say gun titles, fix it however you want to. I'm telling you the truth of what's going on. You ain't been hot.
Nah.
You waving a gun title flag like what you saying is holding weight.
Man, y'all can try to keep saying it's gun titles. I do it great is, work. It and is. It's just a great analyzation of what's going on.
You gonna tell me because you're gonna say because in your eyes, I arguably lost to Ill Will. I arguably lost to
John.
Ill Will battle was a great performance. That was good.
Come on, bro. Hold on. It doesn't even matter. I
guarantee. But Polo, he just told us when you said Easy had good performances, he said what a kills that. So we ain't talking good performances.
Here's the difference, Cole. Hold on, let me tell you the difference.
Go ahead, John. Let me tell
the difference. When there's a John battle, there's been expectations for John to clearly win. No? Or are we going to disagree with that?
Could you repeat that, John?
When there's a John battle, it's expectations for John to clearly win because of the bodies that I do have. Can we agree with that?
For sure. All
right, fair enough. So are there expectations for Easy to catch any bodies when he's about to battle?
Yes, it is expectations for him to kill something. He just not dying.
What did he kill? Like what? For
he
an example.
Cortez.
Easy gonna kill John like he killed who? What's a kill?
He killed Cortez.
Come on, bro.
He did.
Nobody remembers shit from that battle. Who remembers?
That's what I was saying about your last three. You said that.
What you remember from Easy and Cortez?
My point exactly.
What do you remember?
Cortez drinking a bottle, getting his ass whipped.
Y'all don't do that.
You remember that, but you don't remember John.
I'm telling you what happened. You said what I remember. Getting his ass whooped.
You know, John and Chess happened within these last 2 years, right?
We don't remember that.
I bet you don't.
We remember Ill Will.
Don't gun title.
Sue Surf. Listen.
You want to know why you remember that?
Who battled them three niggas before Chess?
Do you want to know why you remember that?
It's the last three battles.
Why is it? Why we remember this?
Because niggas are so used to me winning that when I win, it's easily forgettable now. But when it when it's a battle, it look like I lost. Oh, we gonna stick that. Oh yeah, John. Yeah, come on, bro. We know what's going on. I lost the surf.
We want you to be good. We want you to be John. We don't want you to be bad. I'm just telling you, it ain't been that.
I hear you.
So I can't believe it's gonna be that versus a nigga who been that. Been that's what? My argument.
Been what? Relevant? What he been? He ain't been killing.
It's not a battle.
Kill nothing.
Besides that Cortez battle, you can go back to again him he versus Rex, him versus Verb, him versus Shine, him versus. You can rewatch all this shit. Him versus Cal.
What does that mean?
All of them, one of your last three.
All of them battles was money battles for them niggas. Nobody was worried about easy.
That's not our fault. You lost
all of them battles. Nobody was worried about easy.
I ain't getting
niggas
the money.
Niggas battle John. You know what happens when niggas battle John? They have performances of the year. You know what? You know what happens when they battle John? They have performances of the year. Cola, why is that? Because niggas get nervous. Niggas get nervous. When they battle easier, just, oh, I just got to rap. It's all good. It's easy.
No way.
You don't think Cal was nervous?
No way. Ain't nobody going Cal, up to him to out. I'm going to just take it. No, that's what I'm arguing.
Cal wasn't nervous.
Not doing that.
Wait, hold up, Cola. Wait, hold up real quick.
I wasn't nervous. I know for a fact Bird wasn't nervous. I know for a fact Shine wasn't nervous. I know for a fact Goods wasn't nervous. I know for
But they could have just told you that and been lying.
Nah. You ain't have to tell me that.
Man, niggas up there nervous than a bitch.
No, I have to tell me that. Because you know what you niggas know what they preparing for with Easy, bro. If you've seen the Easy battle, it's not like them. I don't know what this nigga coming with. We know what he coming with.
So why ain't none of you veterans from your class whipped his ass yet then?
That's a good question. We getting somewhere now.
Why ain't none of y'all whipped his ass? Light. Like y'all did a Mr. Wavy. Like you did a Rum Nitty. Why ain't nobody whipped his ass then?
You said what?
I said, if that's the case, y'all know what he coming with. Why ain't nobody whipped his ass then?
Niggas just get up there and want to rap. That's my question too. I'm mad too.
It ain't that easy.
I'm mad too.
It's not that easy.
I guarantee you it is that
it's
easy.
It's not that easy, John. Just like y'all tell us. Like you telling me right now. This nigga don't know. I'm on them stages. He's on them stages. I guarantee you the motherfuckers in front of him feel it. You just ain't spent that yet. And when it's your turn, you gonna feel it, John.
What do they say? What do they say when the recaps?
Y'all gonna feel it.
After they battle Easy, what they say? Yo, I felt, yo, that nigga different. Do they say that? I never seen nobody
the
say
fuck
that.
Fuck is definitely different.
I never heard nobody say
nah,
that.
Nah, Good. I ain't gonna lie. Good did say in the interview, he see what people see in Easy now. He ain't see it before, he see it now.
I be saying that. I see what people see in Easy. What the fuck does that mean?
You know what that meant. He meant like the energy on stage was different. Even in that second round, Good's like, yo, y'all really like this nigga? Good said that.
Good said that mid-battle.
Mid-battle.
Y'all really like this nigga, huh? He felt that pressure.
No, if somebody say y'all really like this nigga, that mean this nigga is whack, but y'all gassing him. So y'all really like this nigga? That's what he mean.
But you know that ain't what he meant.
It's regular.
That can't be what he mean because he was cooking after that first.
It's regular, bro. It's regular, man.
How different, John? You gonna see.
It's just momentarily. Easy just having his time. And y'all acting like niggas don't have their times. And you want to compare my last three battles like it just wasn't my time.
Nobody can say... this run he on
here sounding crazy because you're gonna be the first nigga I'm gonna want to talk to after the battle, and you gonna be quiet.
And I'm gonna be right here.
You gonna be quiet because times too hard. I never seen Easy speak up for you this way, but I promise you, you're gonna lose this. You gonna feel it, Cole.
That ain't gonna work, John.
So what you gonna say? You know what
that
you
ain't
gonna say,
work.
John. Thank me. I'm the one that got you in this bag. Thank me. Now ain't no thank nothing. Ain't no thank nothing, nigga.
Yes, sir. I'm getting you didn't move that jacket ten times, Polo. I got him.
I know how you niggas flip sides.
I got him, Polo. He ready.
I just want to see John in that bag again. I just want to see John in that bag again. Nah, I don't want to hear none of that.
John, I'm going to see you in that bag.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you going back in the bag. It's gonna be coming back out of.
I'm up 2-1 on you gun title niggas.
You just jumping out of a bag.
I'm up 2-1 on you gun title niggas, by the way.
Hey, what I'm Surf just did was 2-1. We 2-2. What Surf did was 2.
I'm up 2-1 on you gun.
What Surf did was 2, John John.
What I did to Chess was 3. What are you talking about? I did Chess way worse.
Now y'all, Jess was in the spaces with A-Verb talking about, hey, he a kid. Now you going to keep running around with this Chess one. We talking about Sue Surf.
So now you want to say, what
happened Chess? With Surf?
Why you excluding Chess? Any gun titles?
No, y'all be excluding him in the spaces, A-Verb. Y'all, Chess talking up. Y'all be doing that. So why you so big on that win? Not what I be doing, what y'all be doing. Verb just was doing it. You was in there. Y'all just was getting down on him.
Now Chess is a kid. Now
y'all was just saying that. That's what y'all said.
Nah, Chess ain't no.
Polo. A-Verb was in this space. Why you telling John about this a kid, man? They're throwing up. Talk about he was in there.
Why you talk about A-Verb?
Because that's you was in there with him talking about Chess.
What I say about Chess?
When A-Verb was in there talking about Chess throwing up and all that shit.
What that mean? Y'all were Herb talking about that. What does that mean? All I said was. If me and Surf battle was 2 points for him, me and Chess, that's 3 for me. That's all I'm saying.
Because that means, John, do you know you just got your ass whipped?
Very bad. Very bad.
Do you know you just got your ass whipped, John? Your last battle, do you know you got your ass whipped?
I did him very bad.
Why you think I did Bacola, very bad for that? Why you think Easy gonna do that to him if Easy ain't do that to nobody? You know what I mean? That's what John's trying to say.
Because listen, Polo.
Sound crazy.
It's a thing of battle rap, just like John say.
Surf did. You talk about what Surf did, right?
Like John
Surf did. The same Surf that done went on a run. So nobody beat the nigga. And you talk about the same Surf that I lost to that had performance of the year. So technically, he beat everybody that year.
He been beating everybody ass.
He beat everybody. Exactly. So why is it so much on me? Why is it you? What the fuck?
Because nobody your beat. Last 3, John, nobody. We ain't seen you in a year. Listen, you got to understand, John, you usually a nigga battling a lot, John.
Beat the shit out of Ace Amin, bro. I don't know what the fuck is you talking about.
You ain't beat Ace.
I had John that battle. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, the propaganda, Cola. Like if we gonna,
it was close though. You ain't dog walking. That was close.
Round. Your man choked in the third round, and I wowed on him in that.
You
second.
Ran a whole 16 back, John.
In one round. So what happened?
And with what the round was that?
What happened with the second and third? You see what I'm saying? Oh, you forgot.
You nobody was down 2-0, John.
Yeah, you sound crazy.
I thought it was 1-1.
No, sir.
I thought John edged it, but it was hard. I'm not mad at somebody saying Ace Amin won either. It was a close battle.
Do me a favor. If y'all niggas speak to Airwall, ask him why he had to pay money when he bet on Ace Amin that day. Ask him if he argued when he gave the money.
Airwall crazy.
Ask him that. Ask him everybody that bet
crazy, G.
had to pay. So this propaganda that y'all putting with this Ace Amin shit, that's really sad, bro.
Nah, you it's lost like, the Ace,
nigga's
bro.
So thirsty to try to throw an L on my jacket. It's crazy.
It was a close battle, he said. Polo just said.
Even with the ill will battle. No, because y'all
trying to... No, the ill will, you got the ill will battle. Y'all try to...
He didn't win that ill will battle.
That ill will battle.
He didn't win the ill will.
He didn't win that ill will battle, man.
That's very debatable, bro.
What? Man, didn't win that fucking ill will battle, man.
That's very debatable. But you see how the levels are, Cola?
Like, he didn't win that ill will battle.
If I don't smoke a nigga, this is what you say.
Oh, that nigga didn't win that ill will battle, man.
Nah, what?
You bugging, Cola.
You didn't win that. You telling me John beat ill will?
It was 2-1.
I'm saying it's debatable for sure.
Polo, you full
dead.
Of shit, Polo.
No, I'm dead ass.
That man really... ain't no ill will, man.
You know I ain't the biggest ill will fan, though. But, I mean, you know, whatever.
But Polo ain't the only nigga saying
it. And I ain't the only person saying it. It's debatable.
You crazy, bro.
Debatable, ill will, summer madness in the room. Saying Clipson good. I mean, Clipson Gotti.
You acting like I'm young.
John, you lost your last 3. It seems like I'm...
You making me feel like I'm bugging.
I ain't gonna lie. You saying that I lost Ace Amin, like you really have
lost no credibility. Ace, bro.
You really have no credibility with me. I promise, nothing you say could ever matter. Nothing you say in battle rap could
Because I got Ace Amin in my opinion?
Yes, my nigga, because that's not valid.
You lost that battle.
That's not valid, bro.
John, your last three you on.
Nah, the Ill Will battle. I thought I gave John John the first, and I gave Ill. I know Ill got the third. I gotta go back and watch. I know that battle was way closer. You making it seem like I'm bugging.
Oh, it is, my nigga. It is. But again, like I was saying before he got on, Polo, what I say, when I have debatable battles, majority gonna go with the other side because they're so used to me winning. It's a difference.
John John.
Who has a higher
win? Before those battles, John John, before those battles, you know how much money I won off you? I was betting with you.
Duh.
On what? Yeah. But that's why I'm able to keep it real to say you lost those battles. Nah, I was winning with you all the way up to there. I said, every time I bet against the nigga John John, he win. So you know what I did? I started betting with John John. You know what I was doing? Winning. You ran into Ace, and it clipped you. He won that battle.
You sound crazy, bro. I feel even crazy just having a debate.
Get in wheel culture, some of man is then surf culture.
I feel weird debating.
They say nothing
that says that. Not the comments on YouTube. Not nothing. Nobody.
They saying it right now.
I ain't gonna lie. It is niggas saying Ill Will won. They saying I'm wilding. I'm like, wait, what?
Nah, it was niggas saying Ill Will won, but it's debatable. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought it was a debatable battle.
It's debatable, bro. It's just that, if I'm not clearly smoking, got niggas jumping off stage and all of that, it's just niggas be so ready to say John John lost. And it's cool. It's cool. Y'all niggas love going with narrative, but when I bring that up, niggas want to ignore that. And then when I bring up me smoking, niggas, nobody remember that.
John John, you the smoke niggas. We just was going crazy when you threw Jack Boy. When you just threw Jack Boy Crowder to the chain, you ain't been that, John. I'm keeping it real with you.
That was an all-time moment, though.
Being selective.
I'm not, John. Your last three ain't been the John John I know. I can't keep it real and tell you that. Why I can't feel like that, John?
You gonna make John smoke easy now. You gonna make John smoke easy now.
I'm looking for it.
Nah, no, you ain't. You know what the type of nigga you is, you gonna find another.
You don't know what type of nigga I am, John.
Yes, I do.
I don't know what type of nigga you is. You don't know me. I don't really know you. You don't know me.
So I could tell by your argument right now. All I needed was this.
Hey,
you gonna find another excuse.
Hey, I just look like this. You don't know what type of nigga I am.
I'm talking about how you sound. Fuck how you look. You could turn your camera off. I could just tell by how niggas sound.
You don't know what type of nigga I am, John.
By the shit that you saying,
I'm
bro.
I'm just telling you the real of what's going on, bro.
Not real. You're not being real, bro. Oh. You just want to be combative. You just want to be versus.
No, I'm telling you how I really felt. Polo fucked it up with that gun title shit. I'm just telling you how I really felt.
What I'm saying is this. If you feel like I lost to Ace Amin, bro.
I thought Ace got you.
Your mindset is
and real. I was in the building.
Your mindset. Okay, what was people saying in the building?
We thought Ace got you.
Had when niggas was paying up bets. That's what I'm saying. You not being real.
I ain't, bro. I didn't see, bro. I don't know what real, bets bro. Or what niggas agreed on, you but not then he looked like real. You won that battle.
The only reason why you saying that because I brought 16 bars back in the first round. You're not saying nothing about his material being better than mine.
He was
think about
the life, that battle, bro. Too. Both
he just
of
y'all started. I got another guest, too.
He won that battle. This,
bro.
Ace won that battle, John.
What'd he say to me?
He won that battle. Yeah. It's 1,000 battles. I don't know. It's 2020 when y'all... 2020,
beginning of 2021. I ain't gonna lie. The Ace John John battle is debatable, though. That's another debatable. I had John John winning, but.
Debatable, Polo. Stop the propaganda, man. This shit.
No, but I will say this. I'm not. In Cola defense, in the section we was in, people was saying Ace Amin did win. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, that's not, bro. I'm telling you.
Could be what Cola talking about.
Niggas was expecting another Jack Boy moment. And if they wasn't going to get that, they was ready to just ride for Ace. If it seemed like it was much more of a fight than it should have been, niggas ready to ride for Ace. He said nothing better than me. The only reason why it was such an argument is because I brought my round back in the first because I felt like niggas couldn't hear me. Not because I choked, because I just decided to bring my round back. Y'all want to take credit. Cool. y'all can do that. But the second and third round is nothing to debate. This, my second round was the best round of that battle. And in the third round, my shit, not only was it better than his, not only did he get booed, he also choked and ended the round early. So I'm talking from a technical standpoint. If we watch that part right now, there's nobody that will
watch it again. Right, so I don't remember that part.
If there's nobody that will watch that battle right now and say Ace Amin won, there's not one, not even you, Cola. I promise you, if you watch that battle right now,
watch it. I'm telling you, I was in the building, so I ain't never had to watch it.
Fuck that in the building shit. Fuck that in the building.
Okay. Okay.
If you watch it right now and say Ace Amin, you going off of how you felt, and a lot of niggas in the building felt one way because I brought that round back, and it was already, bro. Come on, man. I had to
go watch it again.
I even got it. Y'all niggas supposed to be credible minds in battle rap.
Nah.
Whoa, y'all, what you mean by that? We are. What crazy, you mean?
Nigga. Crazy, bro.
Wait, what you mean?
I mean, that wasn't, if y'all want to say I lost the ill will, y'all didn't see me argue that. All I said was, it's debatable. Do I argue the surf battle? No. I take my loss.
I'm cool with that.
Nah, but I had you winning in the Ace Amin, but I will say that people did in the building was saying debatable. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna watch it again on camera though, because I ain't gonna front.
So we ain't gonna act like niggas just don't be wanting to see me lose. So we gonna act like that. We gonna
act, bro. Listen
around
to the chats. I'm not trolling. I spent my money, flew out. I supported John, bought my ticket. I was there.
No, the event was fire. Like
that was the first outside event. We had to be there. John opened this bitch back up. We can't deny none of that. But just the same as where it's bad news, fuck Snake Eyes up. I can't deny that. That happened that night. Just like I told motherfucker 6'8", Reggie Peake kicked on his ass. That's how I felt that night, bro. I'm telling you the whole night how I remember. Reggie Peake was fucking 6'8 up. My boy, that's what my boy, exactly. Riggs had battled Flacco L. That was a good battle. But Riggs was in that bitch lifting the building. They may say Flacco, but in that building, Riggs won that battle. I remember the whole card. John, I ain't here capping.
I'm telling you on my analysis of the battle,
if you feel like you didn't lose the Ace, I feel like you did.
Standpoint, I got eyes too, bro. Just because I'm battling doesn't mean I can't call the battle for what it is. And I'm only arguing this like this because when I seen niggas try to say it was debatable, like niggas are trying to say it's debatable, and I watched the battle, it's baffling to me and it bothers me because it's like, where is battle rap going here? Like, what are they judging this shit off of? Because there's no way. I really feel like it's clear, bro. And you could argue with 30. You could argue with 30.
30,
but man. You want to say, I brought the round back. Cool, from a technical standpoint. So that means that third is null and void for him because he cut his shit short. And
I told you I gave him the first two. You felt like you won
my
second.
My second round was the best round of the battle, Cola.
That's because it was your best round don't mean you won the battle.
Huh?
That's because it was your best round. You felt that you won the battle.
The best round of the battle, not my best round. The best round of the battle.
I'm gonna go back and watch it, John. On my mom. I'm gonna go back and watch it.
That's all I asked. That's all I
asked. Yeah, because the second.
And listen, I'm gonna watch it tonight and tomorrow. Whenever I see you on Twitter, I'm gonna at you, John. I'm gonna tell you what I feel.
That's all I asked.
That's a fact.
That's all I asked.
I'm gonna watch that bitch tonight.
Polo, can you do it too, please, Polo? Please.
I mean, I had you winning though.
Oh, but just to double check.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to do that because I ain't going to front. I had Ace taking the first. I had you taking the second, Claire, and I had you taking the third. That's how I remember the battle.
Come on, man.
So I got to see, I got to see the first again. But
hey, can't fuck with ill will, so you could talk about me losing the ill will. Easy can't fuck with ill will. Period. Easy can't fuck with surf. So you comparing.
How we know that?
Comparing niggas.
We don't know that yet, John.
He can't.
We don't know.
Wait, you don't think he can fuck with surf?
You just said every battle is different.
Yeah, easy.
You don't know.
Let me add Kels in here too, real quick, man.
Surf got this shit on a string right now. Surf got this shit on a string, and there's no way. What, he gonna come from up under his armpit and kill him? We ain't doing that.
I don't think Easy dying. You die.
We ain't doing that.
I don't think Easy dying, John. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't die.
I ain't gonna lie.
I arguably got around.
We got set.
Nobody's debating me getting around.
You ain't get around.
Nobody debating me getting around.
Like
Cola, I thought you
told facts.
Wait, he got around versus who?
Nobody debating me getting around versus Surf.
You didn't get around.
I said nobody's debating that. So what they say, what they saying in the chat, Polo?
I don't think you don't want me. Nah,
you can say it. I don't care, nigga.
Nah, they ain't saying nothing crazy. They saying you died. Respectfully.
That's exactly what they saying. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what they saying.
My nigga. So nobody's debating. I got the second round.
No.
I see 1 second right here.
So.
Okay. Nigga said John got the third. Yo, y'all trolling. Niggas is trolling. Yo, get the fuck out.
Nah, they telling the truth, man. Second and third, 2-1. What the fuck is y'all talking about?
Hell nah. Yo, you know. Hell nah. But John, man, yo, anything, I'm gonna give you the ISO. Anything you want to shout out, cause I know, you know what I mean, you've been here for, I know you got shit to do. Anything you want to shout out, I'm gonna give you the ISO. Go crazy.
Nah, it's all good. Damn, you done put the whole camera on me. Nah, I already said what I needed to say. I didn't know I was going to argue with a gun title representative today.
Oh, man.
I ain't know this was a face-off. They had an easy-to-block captain standing. I ain't know that.
Gun titles, what up? Fuck it, then. Y'all want gun titles, what up? We in the fucking building. Gun titles media. We own this nigga. We own him.
Media, that
yeah, gun titles media go crazy.
We own it.
Go crazy.
Rock, what up? Easy, what up? Chess, what up? Prestavia, what up?
Yeah, Surf, you can't beat them, join them, huh, Cola?
Man, listen.
You can't beat them, you join them, huh?
These other niggas just say
you. You better ask them. Tell you.
I'm the only official nigga running around. These niggas just say
you can't beat them, join them. Salute to you.
Yo, Josh.
It ain't even about that. I'm just telling you the truth.
Can't beat them, join them. I don't know.
I'm just telling you the truth, bro.
Nah, you ain't say
this. Ain't got nothing to do with gun titles.
That wasn't the truth.
This ain't got nothing to do with gun titles, John.
That wasn't.
I need that old John John back. Bottom fucking line. I don't need Surf, Ace, Will. I need that John John, Hollow John John, Jack Boy John John, Rum Nitty John John, Wavy John John. That's what I need. That's it.
That Ill Will John John was fire too. Yeah, I can't keep letting you shit on that. I can't let you keep doing that.
I'm gonna go back and watch that battle again too.
Do that.
Wilding on you.
It just don't, because what you tried to do, you tried to act like them performances, I didn't say nothing or do nothing. And that's crazy.
Listen.
That's crazy. Because
your last three ain't been that, John.
Ain't been what? What are you comparing it to?
To John John I know, the John John I see, the John John I know always consistently, not the John John saying, I took these battles for money, as you said.
That's a fact, though.
That's all I'm saying. I ain't see the John. It showed that you took the money. I want the John John that's battling for the sport, not the money.
That's a fact.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm making now. So if I'm battling for the sport now, what does that say for Easy? That means you're not going to get a performance
for the sport,
like
nigga.
Get
it's going to be a classic.
You're not going to get those performances.
It can't be nothing but a classic.
Now, I got to see this Easy battle. I got to see it, man. P, Smack, Beasley.
Set it up, man.
Set this battle up, man.
So what that mean, man? If you got John John back outside, what does that mean, man?
It's going to be a classic.
If you see the John John that you used to seeing, Cola, who wins?
It's going to be a classic, man.
Who wins?
Easy, steady, elevating, man. It's his time. John John, respectfully, what I can say, you started this shit. These type of runs is John John fault. Now when these niggas get in the runs and we believe they're going to beat a nigga, don't blame me saying, no, it's your fault.
Joint throws. Kels, how you feel about this?
Keep going. All right, let me ask you one more question.
It's your fault, John John. These runs happen. You're the first nigga.
They
Nah, look, let me ask you this. One more question, Cola, right? What's the best John John you ever seen?
I seen a lot of them. I can't say one.
I'm saying like the best one. Like
I sent you good a lot of times, John. I can't cap on you. I'm taking a shot close right from Hitman, like you said, Hitman John, Rum John, Jack Boy John, fucking Wavy John. Fucking, I think a lot of better Johns than the John I think the last three, bro. Way better.
Last three. I'm just saying the best one you've seen.
I think a lot of, I can't just say it's one because you got a lot of battles where you was at top level. Right.
So compare that to the best Easy you've seen. Who wins?
Easy been at top level. I can go rewatch Easy last seven battles with no problem.
All right, hold up. I got it. We can just go get right to it. All right, John. John Hollow or Easy versus Easy.
John Chet. John be the A side as you asked me that. Of course, John John not the fucking underdog. It's John John.
Who's better? What one would be better? Easy versus Chess or John John versus Hollow?
Of course, it's gonna be John John versus Hollow. That's Hollow, nigga.
That's what he trying to say.
But what he said when he first based this off is, them niggas wasn't him. He not them niggas Easy beat. And what I'm telling is, Easy not them niggas. So as much as you think it's plain, it's yet to be seen. I'm glad you said that. That's my whole argument, Polo.
Y'all both saying the same thing, kinda.
Because he's trying to compare my last three. And you trying to bank off what you seen in my last three.
No, I was just comparing your last three from prefacing from when you said, who have Easy beat? And I said, that's a good point, but his last showing's been better than yours. That's why I mentioned the last three. That's where the basis of that came from, John.
Nah, it's just been better matchups for him. I don't think Easy could beat Ill Will, and I damn sure don't think Easy could beat Surf. And I beat Ace Amin, so cut that shit out. But Black Compass, Polo.
Yo, my God.
Don't fuck with you. You know we talking shit, man.
Yeah.
Salute to y'all.
Ooh, my boy.
High over there. Kells was good.
Was good.
Fuck Easy up, and I need you on stage. I don't give a fuck where you at.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I don't care where you at in the world. I'm getting you a flight. I'm getting you a Team Easy shirt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all of that.
The block captain. I'm a block right captain there on the back.
Yeah. What?
I'm gonna smoke that nigga. Watch. All right.
That's gonna be fire. All right, man. Salute. I like that one, Cola.
Nah, that was shout out John John, man. You know, you feel me? I mean,
that was fire.
At this point, I can't escape media from gun titles. Gun titles for media. So fuck it. Since that's their key thing they want to use all the time, Kels, fuck it. I'm just going all out. I'm going all out at this point. Cola, what you want? Gun titles, what up? Let's get it.
Kels, what's up? Homecoming coming up. What's up? Talk to me. Part of something. All the smoke coming out my mouth.
Listen, I don't know. I was just trying to listen to that conversation real quick, man.
Oh, well, who you got winning, Easy or John John when they battle?
I'm a new era person myself, so respectfully, I would have Easy, but I do agree with Cola. I got it being a classic.
Yeah. I definitely feel like John John, he can't play with Easy. He know that.
At all.
He going there with any, because Easy, I feel like even though Surf, whatever you might say, I feel like Surf ain't kill him like all the way like how he could have, but I feel like Easy ain't going to take that. Like Easy going to try to kill him.
He got to.
Cal ain't do it. Rex ain't do it.
What? Adverse She, what's up, man? Talk to me.
Listen, man. I'm excited to see how the battle turns out. I'm excited to see what She do. I'm excited to see what Av do. His first time battling on our league. I'm excited.
Yeah, nah, that's gonna be crazy. You see all this?
Cuban versus Dot too.
Cuban versus Dot is
that's crazy.
Three yeah. rounds too.
Ooh,
Cuban versus Dot. That's round.
Three rounds.
Oh yeah, nah, that's gonna be crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Av kind of got the coach on fire right now.
Yeah, I've been peeping. Right now, I've been peeping.
It's how amazing. You feel as like a league owner, you know, you're like, when you just open up your phone and see like your premier act is like, oh, all right, like this going on. Okay, this go.
Get the wildin'. I mean, I'm expecting for niggas to pull up and see what Av do. I mean, I've been seeing some of the tweets. I've been seeing the conversations that's going on. I also see that niggas want she to die to Av. So I'm interested in seeing what the conversation is going to be after the fact.
Now, I know this, Kels. I'm going to keep it real. Also, I love Av. But after all this little stirrup, Av, if she go in there and put the boot on you, you know you in trouble, right? I'm telling you, hey, Polo, he done put himself kind of in a little situation. Yeah. Because you know he come out with the shit respectfully, is right. But you know when you got a battle coming up, this one nigga be most critical. Fact. He can't afford for this shit to look like she went in there and clunked him on his head. He's going to be in trouble media-wise and battle rap-wise. I don't care, one round or three, he got to go in there and beat Uncle Av. For sure.
Nah, he's in trouble if he loses.
She is leveling up, bro. Like, she been leveling
crazy,
up.
Crazy.
And you don't know what can, like, everybody like Av, but she probably sitting back like, yeah, caught his ass. He think he finna be that. It ain't gonna be that, though.
No, for real.
That's a fact. Up.
You gonna see P back on Angry Fan. See what I'm saying? Angry, listen, you go over out there, you battle cheat. Like, you don't want that. I'm telling you, bro. You gonna see P back on Angry Fan. You gotta cook this nigga out.
I ain't gonna lie, Av. If she beats you, he gonna take your URL spot. He gonna take that spot easy. Whatever slot they be having for these card rotations, yeah, she's gonna take that.
Hey, but see, I'm gonna tell you this. Uncle Av a little mad now. They been fucking with him. Fucking with him, see.
He mad.
That's all I'm gonna say. He mad. You be careful too. They been fucking with him. He not finna come play, nephew. I'm just telling you. Be ready. Both of y'all, be ready. It matters. Cause she keep up the level after JC battle versus another top tier like Av. Cause Av going there and do what he been doing, being a vet with all things around him. So this battle, a lot of shit been added to him since Av that came out and just spoke how he felt about certain things. Not totally spoke his whole word, but just, you know, disgruntled a little bit. You feel me? So it should be a dope battle. And the Cuban quiet as kept. Niggas ain't been watching, but him versus Eunice, him versus Chilla. Them battles was fucking crazy. Give Cuban his credit, bro.
Oh, let me ask y'all, how y'all feel about the Chilla and Cuban battle?
I had Cuban winning that.
I had Cuban winning the battle for sure, myself as well. I thought Chilla was still the seller. But again, I don't get just all that. I showed up. I'm doing some kills. Listen, bro. When you get on that stage, I need to see them raps, bro. I'm just watching what you already done shown me. Now, whatever the background behind that, and I seen Chilla salute him because he gave Cuban his flowers and he earned his medals with saying salute Cuban, all the shit he did. So salute Chilla. But yeah, I had Cuban winning that battle. Good battle though. And I think
Cuban definitely focused again, man. He definitely I'm glad he's back in his pocket. So that's gonna be crazy. Dot gotta win because I'm that Anderson battle, that was nasty.
That Anderson battle was nasty, dog.
That was nasty. You lost to the cameraman. That's crazy. Respectfully.
Come on, Dot.
Come on. Nigga fried Dot up, then got back to put on his URL staff shirt and went right to filming a battle. That is crazy. Yeah. How you get cooked by a nigga? You like, all right, I'm gotta go to work. Put his whole shirt on, get right to work. And start filming on the nigga.
I talked to Dot right before I came in the house, man. Dot said he's not playing at all. Cuban say he's not playing at all.
Dude been being quiet. He ain't been fucking with that internet. He just been showing up, battling, and cooking, getting back out the way. I'm telling y'all, be careful with Cuban right now. He motivated. Y'all playing with the nigga. Y'all, listen, one thing you gonna do, bro, I keep telling y'all, don't fuck with a nigga family, boy. I'm telling y'all, that boy not playing with y'all ass.
Cuban is a
baby. He ain't been playing. And he done with the internet after that. He showed y'all. Y'all play too much. Now I'm finna do my business. So if one of y'all niggas play with me and I get crazy, don't say I ain't, because I ain't fucking with nobody. I'm telling y'all, Cuban dangerous right now. Shout out Cuban.
Facts.
And Cuban and she was the niggas who told me about Suffle Soul. So it was fire. He smoked shit at Summer Madness because they definitely was in the spaces. Like, nah, Cola, go watch that nigga. And I still didn't go. But I got to see him live. I'm like, nah, this nigga crazy.
Crazy.
So that was fire. I ain't gonna lie. Salute you, Kales. Everything you've been doing. The whole OSBL, man. All the battle rappers, your whole staff that help you. Everybody that's cooking them wings, my boy Freetown, them pulling up the jackets. Y'all doing y'all fucking thing over there.
Nah, listen,
niggas coming up, niggas cooking.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you and I see somebody put this in the chat. This is actually on one of my questions. How do you come up with your cards?
For this one in particular, we got this like running joke within the league because we're a developmental league. We got this running joke where we call it a school. So the first time I did homecoming in 2019, I literally called it homecoming. We do it around homecoming season, and that is after parties everywhere. Get people from out of town to come turn up with us, have fun and all of that. That's literally how I came up with it.
Mm. And when you pick your matches, like how you go about picking your matches now?
So I got this thing, right? Like some of my best matchups pop up when I'm drunk. So when I booked Cuban and Chilla, me and Cuban was at the bar at the bowling alley, and like we was just having a little drunk conversation. We was getting drinks, whatever, whatever. And I was like, "Hey, you a battle Chilla?" He was like, "Chilla, I'd cook him, call him right now." I hit Chilla, booked the battle, and it was lit.
Mm.
My best matchup come when I'm drunk. Yeah.
Mm, okay, I like that.
Kale's got pool around this bitch, Polo. You gotta watch up. Kale's got a lot of pool around him, Polo. Think about it, Polo. One of our artists from our league opening up on Summer Madness. You get the Chillers, you get the Jazz, you get the Lou Castro, you get the bro. She got her hand. You gotta watch up, bro. Polo, watch her. She building something crazy over there in the back of it with Ace them. She's like she got homegrown niggas that's cooking up. Like they putting on, bro. Listen, watch her though. Telling you,
I be chilling, man.
Yeah,
I think one of the comments said I'm too laid back. I need to turn up. I be chilling. I chill.
Nah, man, we saging it right now, man. What more do y'all want, man? Cole and John just gave y'all niggas a class.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I enjoyed that. That was crazy.
Hey, we gotta get these niggas riled up, Kills. All this nice shit with them. We gotta get these niggas back on their shit. They gonna know. You can say whatever you want. I need you back on your shit. That's the premise of this. If you dislike or what, my basis of this is I need John John back. I don't need John John for the bag. I need John John on his shit, not playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John John, we was gonna talk about, I ain't gonna lie. That boy probably got that first, but we gonna just that second you. But I know something else for you, but I will hold that down.
What was the round Ace did the hat thing?
First round.
Oh, yeah. Ace definitely got the first.
Or was it second round? Ace won the first two rounds, Polo. Y'all bullshit.
What round did he do the hat thing? He did that.
I got Ace the first two, but the thing about me, I don't get into the opinions and stuff like that. They're going to say I'm biased, all of that.
Ace got the first two, man. I'm telling you. I'm watching that shit with the biggest blunt roll ever. Let me watch this shit and really let me tune in. But I was there. I don't give no fucks about through the screen. I ain't got to watch it six times. I know how I felt.
Why the Chess ain't watch your left hook? What you do?
Who said that? I got broken nails and all that. My bad. Who said that, man? Stop telling my business. Who doing that?
Star Press Media TV.
Wildin.
Who she hook off from? That she Draymond, that nigga?
Some ghetto. Nothing. I ain't did nothing.
Who you here with that Draymond Green, Kels?
I ain't did nothing.
Kels, look, we gonna set the joint up correctly. Like I want we gonna have Tone, we gonna have Cola, we gonna have everybody pull up. We're gonna do that probably set that up for next week.
Yeah, I was on first. We gotta get some of them, cause you know my boy Trufo on that card too, versus North State.
That's I ain't gonna hold you
on that card as well.
A lot of niggas a lot of niggas don't know Trufo up. That nigga gets crazy.
Who he battling?
Northeast State.
Tay gets crazy. Tay get crazy. Tay one of them niggas. He be chilling the same way I do, but Tay don't say nothing. Like I be chilling in my talk. I ignore a couple conversations. Tay don't say nothing. He'll get on stage and smoke a nigga. Like I think his last battle was Haitian. No, his last single battle, he smoked Haitian. And Haitian came to our league and he put on a crazy performance before that. That's why I booked him again. Tay asked for him in particular and smoked Haitian. Bad.
Mm. Hear that, Trufo? Hey, Fo.
Nah, hey. I feel like Trufo know not to come to OSB.
Nah, Trufo in a different pocket right now. He trying to kill. He ain't gonna play around.
He's playing that Mac Mill performance. He know not to come over here playing like that. Respectfully.
Trufo 2-1.
That's how you feel.
Yeah, nigga say he know not to. I'm crying. Kels, I'm gonna give you the ISO real quick. You can shout out whatever you're gonna shout out, and then we'll schedule something next week with everybody. Hold up.
Listen, man. Shout out Our Society Battle League, OSBL. Shout out to me, respectfully. Big KMM shit, the biggest scout. The biggest Crucible scout, man. Shout out to OSBL. Homecoming, man. Homecoming 2022, October 21st to October 23rd. That's all I got.
Yes, he said the biggest. The biggest Crucible. Yeah, you hear that, Bills? The biggest Crucible Scout, nigga. Step y'all shit up, nigga.
No, Kel, salute.
Nah, listen, appreciate y'all always. Hit me though, Polo, so we can schedule the other situation.
Yeah, no doubt, I got you.
Yeah,
all right, appreciate y'all. Yes, sir. Cola, I'm gonna give you the ISO. Let you talk your joint real quick.
Hey, y'all know the fucking vibes, man. Good gang in the building. Big Chucky shit. Halloween coming up. Salute the army. And y'all already know, king of the fucking spaces, man. Don't let A-Verb trick y'all like this ain't my shit, me and my boy Poke. We been here since January. Before that, November 20. Stop acting like Verb out here doing shit I ain't been doing, man. I'm here to talk my shit today. Stop acting like Verb doing what I ain't been doing, man. Big Meat's been feeding the space media. I see him tell me about some. Yeah, I get his content to y'all. I just said that 2 weeks ago. I feel what I've been saying on my baby, nigga. Fuck you talking about. I'm out, Polo. Wrap me up, nigga. Black Compass Media. I'm out.
Yo, listen, man. Yo, salute to everybody tuning in. As always, hit the blackcompassmerch.com for all the latest merch. I might have something else in the talk too. Something crazy, low key, this week too. We ain't done yet. Radio show be back next week. You know what I mean? Two of the members on vacation. So you can't do a radio show without everybody. So, I mean, radio show be back next week. Man, we got the sports show, the Ball Guy show, and that's really it, man, right now, man. Make sure you tune in, hit the likes, share the video, run it up. We'll be in spaces. You know what I mean? You know how we do. We set this shit on fire. Salute to everybody in the chat. We out of here, man. BlackCompassMerch.com. Salute.